The call's gone out this morning to expat teachers to come back to the country, help fill the ever-growing number of gaps in our classrooms. There are cash grants of up to $7,000 to lure them back, especially to places like Auckland, subjects like science and maths, and the schools that recruit get $3,000 as a finder's fee as well. So, what have we got? Points for creativity here? Will it work? Principals Federation President Fetu Cormack's with us. Good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
In broad terms, has this got merit?
This is good. This is really encouraging that the minister, current minister, has recognised that we have a teacher supply issue. And so we're looking forward to getting these ex-New Zealand teachers back here. However, Mike, it is just a short-term fix for a bigger problem that we have. Overall, we do have a teacher supply issue. So if our government or any new government is keen on encouraging and lifting our status of the profession, then there are some other key things that need to be addressed as well.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but teaching's not seen in the same light as it once was. Is that fair? Therefore, the recruiting issue's a problem.
Indeed, Mike, and we've got an issue with this, how we're perceived in our communities, and part of the issue is that our government wants to have innovative, the very, very best teachers in front of our young people, the brightest, and we do as well. And the problem is that when they exit after a master's program, which is a proposal for teachers going forward into the future, is that they currently only start on around $50,000. So When young people are entering university, they're going to be making decisions about what their career plans are going to be. And actually, the fact of the matter is, private business are paying more. So really, our government also, future governments need to be looking closely at what teachers are paid and pay us more.
What is the problem with science and maths specifically? I mean, is there a real issue around that as a subject or subjects?
Well, there are some supply areas issues at this present time, and going forward into the future, we've got a new digital technologies curriculum, and our Minister Nikki Kaye, good on her for announcing this today. She wants the best and the brightest. She wants creative and innovative teaching to be going on in our schools. The problem we have is that young people who might be considering options in the future, whether it be teaching or working for a private technology business like, say, TaylorMade in Dunedin, the fact is that Ian Taylor in Dunedin is going to pay a heck of a lot more than what the ministry is going to pay our young teachers. So pay them more. Don't start them on $50,000 now. Start them on $70,000, and that'll be the way forward to have the brightest and the best in front of our young people in the future.
Fetu, appreciate your time. Fetu Cormack from the Principals Federation this morning. Didn't want to get into a fight with them, but of course part of the problem with the teaching profession in terms of salary, I've always argued teachers by and large are grossly underpaid, but they all insist, and this is the unions behind it, they all insist on getting paid the same no matter how good they are. They're not paid on quality, they're paid on the amount of time they've hung out in the classroom. From the text, hi Mike, they should pay those of us teachers who are still here more. As a senior teacher of 20 years, I'm ready to leave. I've had enough of badly behaved kids and parents who are bullies and want us to pander to their monsters. My mental health is worth more than my salary. I think, to be fair, Nikki, given the state you're in, a couple of grand extra per year isn't going to solve that, is it? Really? 40, you sound a bit down in the dumps to me, and a couple of extra is not going to make much difference. 40,